Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, December 22nd to Monday, January 11th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We have a couple of activities taking place next week in the first week of January that we'd like to share. On Tuesday, December 29th, Austin PBS will broadcast the Origins of a Green Identity documentary. How did Austin become a city that values open space and recreation? Origins of a Green Identity charts the efforts of the time period from 1950 to 1970, more or less, when the earliest conversations sought to preserve the natural environment and create parkland for the citizens of Austin. Community conversations on reimagining public safety begin very early in 2021. On Tuesday, January 7th, a community conversation is scheduled for constituents of City Council District 1, which is the district represented by Natasha Harper Madison. We've kept links on our podcast calendar for various opportunities that exist to donate food and other items this holiday season. Check out calendar entries for Monday, December 21st to find these links. As a reminder, the services we've highlighted include the free on-call curbside collection service that is being sponsored by Austin Resource Recovery in Goodwill Central, Texas. Front Steps annual blanket drive aimed at helping individuals experiencing homelessness to keep warm as the weather begins to get increasingly colder. And the Step the Bus campaign organized by Capital Metro, Whole Foods Market, and the Central Texas Food Bank. If you want to find more ways to support the community response to the pandemic, visit CAN's new website, wecanatx.org, and click on the Get Engaged tab. There is a tab with ideas for donating. There is also a tab that says, I want to volunteer, where you will find a link to the City of Austin GivePulse website, listing more than 36 organizations who could use your help. We'll end this How to Help segment with a list of 8 ways you can help the Central Texas Food Bank that has helped provide food to tens of thousands of Central Texas residents since the onset of the pandemic. It was a list of 10 ways to help, but this list is from November, so some of those items expired. So 8 is still a good number of number of ideas for helping out. So first of all, simply said, you could donate to the food bank thanks to your generous matching donors. For every $10 you donate, you can provide 80 meals for Central Texas neighbors. Shop at Sprouts Farmers Market through December 31st, and you can purchase prepackaged bags with nutritious food to donate to the food bank. From now until the end of the year, you can donate to the food bank at the register at Crate and Barrel as you check out. You can buy a Fight Hunger t-shirt. Every t-shirt sold helps secure 100 meals for our neighbors in need. When you make purchases on Amazon, you can designate Central Texas Food Bank as the beneficiary through Amazon Smile and help feed families in need when you round up your purchase at the register at Central Texas CVS Pharmacies. And finally, celebrate the holidays with a bottle of Joel Gott wine. A portion of proceeds from each bottle is donated to the food bank. Like we have done the last 2 weeks, we'll end the podcast with arts and cultural offerings that have a holiday twist. For this, we reference Community Impact Newspaper's top 10 list of holiday activities. We provide a link to this top 10 list, and there you can find more info about each of these events. In terms of shopping, you can take the SoCo Stroll to support businesses on South Congress. go to the Lone Star Holiday Market at Hill Country Galleria, or you can shop online at the Armadillo Art Concierge, a virtual event replacing this year's Armadillo Christmas Bazaar. If you like holiday lights, you have the Austin Trail of Lights at Silker Park, Peppermint Parkway at Circuit of the Americas, Luminations at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, and the May Walled House in Southwest Austin. If you're in the mood for music and singing, check out Zach Scott's Rockin' Holiday Concerts or Chorus Austin's virtual holiday concert through December 31st. No shortage of options, but whatever you may choose to do, please be sure to follow safety guidelines to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Like many of you, the Can Get Engaged podcast will be going on winter break for the next 2 weeks. We'll be back to ring in the new year on January 11th. From all of us here at the Community Advancement Network, we wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a joyous Kwanzaa. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.